Hello, Shackley family. This is Master Coordinator Pat Hintz, and I'd like to welcome you to our weekly Fast Track conference call. This call has become a common place where everyone in the field is invited to hear from our top leaders and also from our up-and-coming Fast Track business leaders so that you can hear a consistent message about how you and your team can become director and develop other people to become directors so that you and your team can build to executive coordinator and then on to our ultimate prize of presidential master coordinator. So I'd like to say thank you for taking the time to be here on the call with us. Our goal is to help you narrow the gap between the time that you join Shackley as a gold ambassador and the time that you become a director in a timeline that meets your expectations, your goals, your dreams and things. That's why we're here every single week to help you do just that. We have a great call planned for us today with none other than Master Coordinator Barb Hill Bihar. Barb, thank you very much for being on the call. It really is a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, Pat. It is great to be here.
All right. For those of you who don't know Barb, Barb has been involved in Shackley for a number of years. Seeing Barb at many different meetings and things like that, she really captures the essence of a great Shackley leader. She's always positive, always upbeat. Whenever you meet Barb, you just smile when you get done talking with her. She's excited about what's happening in Shackley and with her group, and she should be. She's doing a great job. She's always willing to help out everybody in the field. She does a number of different things that, you know, for the benefit of others, not just herself. So she really is an awesome role model for new people to follow in the footsteps of. And again, Barb, from all of us in the field, thank you for all the things that you do for all of us to try to help us grow our business. It's much appreciated that you take the time to be here with us on this call. I have a few questions for you.
Okay.
If you would be so kind as to answer those for the purpose of being able to have a few people that are listening in, some new, some not so new, trying to find a little bit of an idea or tip on how it is they can go and build a bigger Shackley business tomorrow than the one they got today. That's the whole purpose of these calls. Our call today is focused on Fast Track and the power of Fast Track, the new program that Roger had put out back in August. And I want to hit that topic with a few questions. Last month, we had our annual convention down in St. Louis, absolutely crazy, thousands of people together. Roger launches this thing called Fast Track, which is really causing quite a stir in the field for all of us leaders as we go out there and utilize it, talk about it and things. From your perspective, why is Fast Track the best tool to help us build an incredible future with Shackley?
I was so pumped, Pat, when Roger introduced it in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
About a little over 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I made a decision. You know, sometimes we grow our business and then we sort of in a certain area for a while, then we want to grow another notch. And
sure.
I was at a point, Roger had really inspired me. I wanted to add a minimum of 25 new business leaders and directors to my recap, to my organization. And I was talking every chance I got. I would, you know, tell Roger or anyone at Shackley, I want all the help you can give with this. I want, and I was particularly looking for something that had a deadline, something that gave people a sense of urgency.
Cool.
You know, don't wait, because the great thing about Shackley is we don't punch a clock, but then the tough thing about Shackley is we don't punch a clock, right?
Right.
So, I mean, you could do it tomorrow or next week or next month or next year. I wanted a reason for people to do it today, you know, and not to wait. So for me, when I saw Fast Track, when it has those 3 months, increments of growth and that powerful result at the end, if you go all the way through, I thought, oh man, thank you, Roger. That is exactly what I've been asking for, what I've been looking for. The second thing was, you know, traditionally we come back from our national conference really pumped about a new product, right, Pat?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Last year was, you know, the year before, no exception, Vivek.
Mm-hmm.
But the challenge with that, when you're really trying to go full speed ahead, building directors, it kind of turns your head a little bit sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, you think, okay, now I got to get to everybody with this new product, and which is fantastic. I mean, that we have that, and that's what makes us
right.
who we are. But sometimes it became a little challenge to keep myself really on track with talking with the business mm-hmm. right up front. Well, hey, our new product was the business.
Yeah.
So we could come home and talk about the business. So we could focus on the business right up front. It was what we were supposed to go home and talk about. It was what we were pumped about. So those are the two things, giving people a deadline and then focusing on the business up front. The third thing, Pat, I was so pumped, it gives us what we need today. I mean, not a day goes by, a week goes by, a month when we are not talking with people about financial challenges. being worried about their future of their company, being worried about their losing their home, or being worried about making a payment, being worried about their portfolios or their retirement income. And what more relevant thing to talk about and more exciting thing to talk about today than the opportunity to make money right now, right up front, career money? It's something we haven't had the chance to do before, and that's why it is the best.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, especially in today's environment and economy where you have a lot of talented people. I mean, people that are, you know, six-figure type individuals who are out there looking for something to be able to replace that, or at least do in the meantime while they continue to look and recover from issues that have happened to them. What better way than to talk in those types of terms in the next 15 months up to $100,000? I mean, it really is a great lead-in to be able to talk to people about something that we believe, you know, we're positioned for greatness because of all the evidence that's around us. So it's really exciting, and it's a part of our everyday vocabulary now to be able to talk to people about just that. And I know since St. Louis, you've been doing exactly that, and all of us have, because Roger put a pretty big challenge out there for all of us to say, hey, listen, this is what we want to do. We want to go out and grab, as a collective group now, we want to get 1,000 new directors involved by the end of, let's say, November. And he threw a little time frame out there for us, and all of us sort of held hands and said, all right, let's go. Can you tell us what you have been doing to participate in that? I know you're doing some great things.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was very excited when I heard this. So the first thing I did was got my team together in St. Louis. We actually ended up breaking up into a couple of different groups and jam-packed, you know, into a room and talked about our what we were going to do with this, making sure everyone understood a little bit, you know, clearly what our goal was. And I had a goal at that time. I said, "We, you know, my goal is we want a minimum of 10. A minimum of 10 on our team by the end of November. So we came up with a list of candidates, and in, you know, over the course just there as we were talking, came up with over 100 names of people who were potential candidates.
Cool.
Then as soon as we came home, Pat, I started combing through it, being in touch with my business leaders who really, because we were looking for what I called people who mean it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they mean it. They really want to do it.
Right.
So we crossed off names. We added a few. And so we combed down. We called down to a list, you know, a name of people around in the range of 20 people or so who said, we really, really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our first two, actually, new directors appointed in August.
Great job.
So really excited about that. But what I'm personally doing, I said, I am clearing my desk. I am focusing on this, and I've told my team between now and the end of November and then going forward as well, but I am focusing on the people who want to be director. I'm in touch with them personally. I am working with them through my business leaders. I am sending them a weekly encouragement and personalizing it, and I'm doing as many meetings and as presentations as I can. I just came back from a week in Michigan last week. I was working with my team there, and I ended up, I did 8 meetings, Pat, in 4 days.
Wow.
And it was all about talking to people about, you know, focusing on fast track. So, and it's in addition to the Shackley standard opportunity presentation, which is my presentation that I always give, I had the action brochure with me. That's dynamite. We'd lay that out on the table and just page to page and, you know, watch people as they got excited about the potential. So it's just all in, all ahead, no holes barred toward helping these 10 people, you know, make director by the end of November or more, or whatever it is, that's the goal. So that's what I've been going for.
Yeah, that's so funny you mentioned that, because I actually sat down on Monday this week and went through two action brochures as well. And you just sort of walk through that action brochure, you mark it up, you talk to people about what we're doing, how it works, and it lays it all out for you. I mean, it's just a brilliant piece. And I know that I've heard a couple different people say, geez, we just sit down and draw that thing out, put a little couple notes on there and say, hey, what do you think? You know?
Right, right.
And,
yeah, that's a really great tool.
I agree. And I love it when you said you're trying to deal with and find people that want to be dealt with. Because I think as people come into our business, I know from my 20 years experience in this industry, if there was one thing I could do over, I would only deal with people that really wanted to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulty is in identifying them, because everybody says they want to.
Right.
And then, you know, actions speak a lot louder than words. So I just absolutely love it when leadership goes out there and says, listen, I'll take 2 steps for every step that you take, but you got to take the first step. And when somebody does that, those are the people that stand up, raise their hand, and say, I want to be worked with. And that's why you can get the kind of results that you're getting. So congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
On that.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, we're running through our time frame here. I've got another quick question for you. If you look at what is happening today and the important activities that somebody should be focusing on, especially in light of the time issue that we had talked about, what would you say are the most important things that somebody should be doing, whether they're, you know, brand new with us or they've been around for a little while?
Okay. Well, the first thing is what you said, and that is I'm looking for people who start the activity.
Okay.
Not just to say I want it. When they mean it, it means we got meetings, presentations on the books. Things are beginning to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things I'm telling my team is, you know, it's 3 and 10, 3 gold ambassadors. You probably find 10 customers. I'm saying look for 3, but don't just look for 3 gold ambassadors. Look for 3 gold ambassadors who want to jump on the fast track.
Right.
It's a subtle but a powerful difference.
Mm-hmm.
We want people who want action. That's what's going to keep that train going forward. So look for people who want to get on it now. That's the key, because you got to have some of them coming up behind you in order for you to be able to go to the next step. The other thing is, I'm telling people, make the decision you've got time to do this. Time comes up a lot. You know, I've got a full-time job. Can I do this? Pat, the first year I got into Shackley, 1994, I said I was working in the window business, 50 and 60 hours. Sometimes we were working 70 hours a week. I made the decision I wanted to earn that Alaskan cruise. That following year, I got a big poster, and we hadn't been able to get away because we were so swamped. I put that cruise ship right up in front of me, and I called Gary Burke, who's, you know, my upline. I said, Gary, can I make it this year? I mean, I'm working 60 hours a week. Is it possible for me? He said, you can do it, Barb. You need to find 3 people who will join you and become directors.
Right.
And you will qualify for the cruise. I said, I think I can do that. So I just, you know, I'd make a little list every day with names and numbers. If I had a minute here, 2 minutes here, 3 minutes here, you know, I'd make a call. But I first determined I could do it, Pat.
Right.
I could make it happen, even though I was working that many hours. And I was looking for what would be today gold ambassadors who wanted to jump on the train with me. And I ended up that first year finding 4.
Wow.
Now, and it's all I really focused on. I didn't have time to waste time doing other things that were less important. I was looking for people. It was very crystal clear. I found 4. And when I look back at that year, Pat, that first year when I was working that, I did, in fact, develop enough new business that would have qualified me for Fast Track.
Wow.
So the reason I tell that story is doesn't matter where you are, guys, time-wise, doesn't matter what's in your life. You want to focus on the important things, finding those people to join you. They will be working simultaneously with you, and you can do it. I think that's just really super important. Just last quick point on this.
Uh-huh.
Talk money to everybody. You know,
yeah.
I've always asked the question, would $500 to $2,000 a month make a difference for you?
Right.
Well, now I can say, in addition to that, because there are some out there, and that is their goal,
sure,
I can say, does earning $100,000 in the next 15 months sound exciting to you?
Yeah.
You know, the answer is yes, and we set a time, we talk, and we begin to explain how it works.
That's very cool. I love what you say about the decision that you made that you were going to find the time.
Right.
Absolutely a key component to success in this industry and certainly in Shackley. And the other thing, too, is that I love it when I talk to people who say, you know, I don't know that I have time to do Shackley. And I always love to put it this way. You may not have time to do Shackley, but you do have time to get it started, because getting it started doesn't take all that much time. You've proved it. You did it working 60 and 70 hours a week. And my story is pretty much the same. I built a sidelight business on the side of a regular job that took 60 and 70 hours a week for me. So our industry, our business is full of those types of stories. So it's a matter of making that decision. And I think that's the most important part.
Yeah. And I wanted to really bring that up because I know it's an issue. And you know what I did is I made an affirmation. I found myself right there in the beginning, just like stressed time. Oh my God,
yeah.
I don't. And I really didn't have time.
But
I remember one day I was early on, I was driving home from the window business and I said, you know, that's not going to work for me to be telling myself that. I made an affirmation that to this day I follow through, and that affirmation is, I will always find time for the things that are most important to me.
Oh, very cool.
And I followed that. In addition, then, I found out what was important for me to be spending my time on in Shackley, what really counted. And, gosh, I wish we'd have Fast Track back then. You know, might have been able to get that extra,
yeah,
that extra money. But I bring that out to point out it's possible in the course of a year, even if you are working full-time.
Right. Oh, no doubt. And the thing is that what people have to do is they have to be careful, because we'll talk up the power, right, in Fast Track, and it'll get people pumped up, it'll get people excited, and they'll listen to this call, and they'll be like, oh, man, this is great, let's go get them. And then not everybody sees it with the same urgency and the same light that you and I talk about it in, right?
Right.
So what happens is that some people will get a little less response than what they felt they thought they should get because of the excitement that is out there. And what they'll do is they'll start to slowly diminish their belief in what it is that we're doing. Listen, here's the reality. Fast Track is not necessarily for everybody, but it should be explained to as many people as possible each and every day, because you just never know who it's going to be right for.
Right.
And that really is the key, and the willingness to understand that not everybody's going to be a Fast Tracker, I think, is also healthy. For everybody, you know, that's listening in, I had put out a quick message to my group the other day, and I said, hey, I'm going to start a new program called Cash for Clunkers. And that is, if you're not a Fast Tracker, I happen to personally have a story that does not include a Fast Track start, okay? But that's okay, because the real key is the ability to stay. I stayed long enough to find other people who were Fast Trackers. If you'll do that, if you'll combine, here's my belief, Barb, if you will combine the Fast Track opportunity with some just good old-fashioned stickiness, okay,
right,
a willingness to stay with it no matter what, the potential is unbelievable. I think we're going to see incredible things over the next 3, 5, 7, and 10 years. I think things that Shackley has never seen in the past. And it all comes down to a willingness for those of us who are willing to take our time, effort, and energy to be on calls like this on a weekly basis, checking in weekly, doing your follow-ups, making sure that you're talking to people every day about Shackley, about the opportunity that Fast Track represents. I just think there's an incredible future for anybody that wants to participate with us. So any final thoughts that you wanted to throw out to anybody? Looks like we've pretty much used up our time.
Okay, just, you know, real quickly, I have 3 quick action steps.
Oh, that's okay, good.
Yeah, that's right. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Number one, I just say, you know, every day listen for needs, listen for people, go out there to talk to people about them, ask permission to meet so you can really give them the full story of Shackley.
Right.
And show everyone Fast Track just what you said. And, you know, remember, those who are sponsored today will start today, so they can begin here. Number two, if you want to go on Fast Track, guys, make a decision to go out of balance for a while. You're not going to do it with just a sort of a lackadaisical attitude. If you really decide you want that, you know, making the kind of decision that I made back then, that it was a priority. It was certainly not full-time, but it was a priority. Yeah. I say it takes 5 presentations a week, you know, for yourself and your team minimum. So I want to lay out for people what it's going to take.
Yeah.
But it's worth it, right, Pat?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And, yeah, and then the third one is, you know, get whatever your poster is in front of you. Mine back then was a ship. Today it's 25 additional people on our team and 10 by the end of November. It's in front of me. I affirm it daily. I think it. I believe it. I see it. And you guys can do it. You can do it. You can make it happen.
Wow.
And I just want to wish all of you the best of luck. I love the fact we're all working together right now.
Yeah, that is great stuff. Thank you, Barb, as always, for your time, effort, and just willingness to share your beliefs and passion with us. It is always greatly appreciated. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Well, that pretty much does it for our time this week. I'd also like to thank everybody that was on the call for your time and attention today. Again, we do this every single Monday night. There's another Fast Track call being put out. Next week will be no less spectacular than Barb was tonight. So make sure you join us. Then, in between now and then, make sure you go talk to somebody new every day about the Shackley opportunity. You'll be glad you did. This is Pat Hintz saying thanks a lot. Appreciate it, and we'll see you on the road. Bye.
The average annual income in 2008 for the business leader ranks ranged from $10,798 for directors to $580,573 for presidential master coordinators. Average annual income by rank is based on the average monthly form 1099-MISC income for all U.S. business leaders who held the rank that month and added for the 12 months of 2008. The fast-track career path is new, and so there are no average earnings for this additional income. Of course, results will vary with effort, and Shackley Corporation does not guarantee that any particular income will be achieved.